A military court in Bahrain today sent 20 medical professionals to jail. The group includes doctors and nurses who treated protesters at a hospital after they were injured in a bloody government crackdown. The medics were sentenced to between 5 and 15 years in jail for allegedly inciting the government's overthrow. Bahraini authorities claim they found weapons at the hospital in the capital, Manama, and they say the medical staff also refused to treat government supporters. Sheikh Abd al-Aziz is a spokesman for Bahrain's Ministry of Information.
Light arms were found, medical supplies disappeared, and they used a coordination information center there to incite hatred and get people involved in riots around the country.
Are these just trumped-up charges because the doctors treated protesters whom the Bahraini government doesn't like?
Well, no, I totally deny that. I mean, for the past 10 years, we've had averages of 200 protests a year. People can be quite vocal here. It's, something worldwide when an attempted coup or revolution is tried to being organized that is a line too far. And we had to step in because there was an outcry from the rest of the population that were not able to seek medical treatment in the hospital and ask for law and order to be restored. And so after 3 weeks did the security personnel enter.
A doctor's Hippocratic oath says do no harm. What would you have expected these doctors to do for these protesters? Not treat them?
Well, I expected them to treat others that needed medical treatment. I expected them not to harbor people with weapons, and I expected them to keep to their oath.
You know, many doctors who've been in Bahraini custody have said they were tortured. Did your government torture doctors?
Well, we thank the independent commission that has been set up, which report comes out on the 30th of October. This is an independent commission consisting of judges and lawyers with the highest integrity, and they will come out with the truth to look at all these tragic allegations. And I think we want to make sure that this dark period that we went through will not be repeated in the history of Bahrain again.
Right. And what will that independent commission conclude, that the doctors were tortured?
Well, it will be interesting to see where the responsibility lies on many of the actions that took place in the last 6 to 8 months. And we want to make sure that if there is any truth to these allegations, then we would ensure that steps are put in place that these kind of tragic events, like I said, will not happen again here in Bahrain.
And relatives of some of the medics and doctors said in June that they were tortured into making false confessions. So you're not denying that that happened. You're just not confirming it.
Well, I would rather wait for the report to come out because actually they've got their work cut out for them and they're going to come out with the truth.
Amnesty International say the trials in a military court shows that Bahrain has no intention of meeting international standards for fair trials. Why were the doctors not tried in a civilian court?
All the defendants have the same rights under the Constitution, including access to legal counsel and the right to appeal. So actually what happens now is they still got one more chance to appeal in the highest civilian courts, which is equivalent to the Supreme Court in the United States, and they will go to the Court of Cassation and also appeal their sentences. So this is not the end of the road for them, and all their rights have been provided to them.
That was Sheikh Abd al-Aziz, a spokesman for Bahrain's Ministry of Information.